Now, I'm joined by John Avoy now. He's a former People of the Year award winner and founder of the Men's Sheds movement. But today we're going to talk, John, about the Social Enterprise Development Fund. You're very welcome.
Thanks, Declan.
John, the Social Enterprise Development Fund is a very large fund. It's a 1.6 million fund. Tell me a little bit about it, how it came about and who's involved in putting the money together.
Yeah, brilliant. I work with the Social Innovation Fund of Ireland, and we operate by funding really generous corporates who are going to donate to the fund, and then that is matched by the Department of Rural and Community Development, euro for euro. So in this case, it's IPB Insurance who put in a massive 400,000 a year for 2 years, and then when that gets matched by the department, it's 1.6 million over 2 years, and this is the second of those 2 years. So we're currently looking for applications from social enterprises to apply to get part of that money.
Brilliant, brilliant. So what's the whole objective behind it? I mean, why do this at all in the first place?
So overall, the Social Innovation Fund of Ireland has two core objectives. One is to stimulate philanthropy in the country, and the government do that through us by offering a one-to-one match for large donations. And then the second objective is to find and back the best social innovations in the country. So we believe that there's great ideas out across the country in small community groups, and that we try and find them and support them. So if something magical is happening in one place, why not have it happening all over the country?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And what do you think like makes something a particularly social enterprise? I mean, like, there's lots of people, you know, doing lots of enterprising activity and enterprising work around the country. But what makes it stand out as a social enterprise?
So it's there's quite a complicated definition, but we look at it as a non-profit organisation, but a business nonetheless that's got trading activity, but that's got a social mission too, whose raison d'etre is set up to make Ireland a better place, really, whether that's to work with the environment or work with kids that are sick or to work with in the housing space. The objective is not profit. It's not profit. The objective is to try and solve those social issues. However, they do need to run on a sustainable business footing, and any money that is made is put back into achieving that social mission.
Right. And I presume, that, as you said, there's a complicated definition of that, but I presume there's rules and regulations around that. I mean, if I were to set up a social enterprise and I was to have a not-for-profit ethos, but I was paying myself a very large, excessive salary every year in order to get to the not-for-profit scenario, I presume that wouldn't be sort of in the spirit of a social enterprise.
No, that's not in the spirit of a social enterprise. And for us in the Social Innovation Fund, we look for quite specific legal structures.
Right.
So you need to be a company limited by guarantee, which basically means like profits aren't paid out to shareholders at the end of the year. Any profit is kept within the business. And if we're going to give a grant, we look at lots of things and go through a thorough due diligence process, including things like looking at audited accounts and how the money is spent and all that sort of stuff. So it's quite a tight process, but I think by and large that never becomes a problem, because generally the people who are involved in social enterprises are really in it to try and make Ireland a better place, and they're not in it to try and make loads of money.
Yeah, they're in it for all the right reasons. So give us a feel for the type of enterprise that people get involved in to make Ireland a better place. I mean, maybe talk about people who've got money from the fund last year or something like that.
Yeah,
give us a feel for it.
The other night in town, we had a great celebration. We were showcasing the impact of the awardees from last year, and some of those included, so for example, GIY in Waterford, they produced a brilliant product called Growbox, which is everything you need to start growing your own food in a box. So it gets people into growing their own food, so therefore they develop food empathy, they tend to start eating healthier. This helps with the likes of obesity and other illnesses, but it also really good for the environment. So we would have supported them to develop that product. So now that product is for sale, and it becomes a sustainable income for them, which helps them with their bigger mission of the environment and getting people to grow their own food overall. Another example would be Sensational Kids, who are based down in Kildare originally, and they've set up a centre where they offer low cost and accessible access to therapies for kids who've got extra needs. So we may all know of kids who might have autism or other diagnoses, and the earlier get they get the diagnosis, the better. And sometimes there's long waiting lists. So Sensational Kids are working on that. And not only have they one in Kildare, but they've just recently opened one in Clonakilty with our support, and they've got planning permission for a third centre in Mayo.
Brilliant. Yeah. So as you say, they sound like people who are, as you describe, people who are in it for the right reason, people who want to do the right thing and have very clearly a social agenda.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what it's all about. And it's a joy to be able to work with these people because they're all inspirational in their own right. And our job is very easy, actually.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So we've already talked there about the type of company that you want maybe to look at applying here for getting some of this money, part of this Social Enterprise Development Fund. So can you talk me through how they actually need to apply and, you know, what are the important dates or so in a simple way as you can, not making it too technical?
Not making it too complicated. So the most important date is next Friday, the 25th of January. That's right. The deadline for applications this year. So if that's all people remember, that's grand. Get in contact with me in that date is fine. To find out more about the fund, they can go to socialinnovation.ie or email me at john@socialinnovation.ie and we give them all the information they need. We're running this fund in partnership with all the local authorities across the country. So they can either go to us at socialinnovation.ie or visit any of their local authorities and they'll get all the information they need.
Brilliant. And just a quick word, John, before we finish up on the Accelerator programme. People who come through this process with you and who you work with also have the opportunity to win a place on the National Accelerator programme. Tell me briefly what that is.
Yeah, that's a very important part of what we do. So we're not solely a grant-giving organisation. We describe ourselves as impact investors. So we give some money, but we also give other non-financial supports. And a big part of that is the Accelerator programme, which will be a series of workshops over the second half of the year, which will help all of the leaders of these social enterprises in areas like strategic planning, communications, leadership, financial planning, and so on and so on. And we'll source those supports, which will bespoke to each organisation as they need them.
Brilliant. Thanks a million, John. Thanks for taking the time to come and talk to us today about that.
Thanks very much, Declan.
All right. Take care of yourself. That's John Avoy there from Social Innovation Fund Ireland there. We're talking about the Social Enterprise Development Fund. A couple of key things he said to you. 25th of January is the closing date, and 25th of January, and the website is socialinnovation.ie, and you can follow in the footsteps of GIY, Grow It Yourself, and Sensational Kids. Thanks a million again to John Avoy.